Shvius, Perek Gimel Mishneches, Ein Bönin Madregas al Pia Geus, Shvius, Misha Pasku Aksham. Ipneshu Misaknon le Shvius. So we're going to go with the way the Rav learns that you're not allowed to build steps by like a trench or a ditch that was the lower part of an area, like a stream. It would gather water. And you can't build this set of stairs right by in an Erev Shvius after a time that the rainy season was done, because people would think, the Rav explains, that you're building it, that you should have the ability to, once you're able to, on Shemitah, take water from this little area, carry it up these new steps that you're building, and water your field on Shvius. And that's a problem. Problem is the Mishnah Mishnah asks, the Rav himself holds, watering your field on Shvius, well, the Rav holds that a stay base habal, which we said earlier, it's a sugya brought up in Moed Katan, but we said earlier that was the very moist area that was actually close to lower in the ground, like I guess this ditch is, and that didn't need to be watered so much. So the Rav held that you're allowed to actually water that on Shvius. The Rav also held that you're allowed to water a base hashlochen, which is a very dry field. You're allowed to water it on Shemitah itself as well, watering. We're not talking about digging or planting or things like that, just watering. And the Rav also brought down, we had by Marbitzin Ba'ofer Lovan, which the Rav said is a stay tfua on Shvius. A person is allowed to water his field of grain, Erev Shvius, for the next year, for Shvius. And even on Shvius, the Rav says, a person's allowed to water his grain field for Motzei Shvius. So if so, you see that watering your field is mutter. So why would it be also to build stairs that would allow you to water your field on Shvius? Why can't you do it Erev Shvius? So the Mishnah Shon explains that the issue of watering your field, according to the Rav, is when you water your field on Shvius for the Tzoruch of Shvius, for the same year. That's the only issue of watering your field. On Shemitah for the Tzoruch of Shemitah. And the Chashash here, the Mishnah Shon explains, is that people are going to think that he's building steps that when Shemitah comes, he's going to water his field for the Tzoruch of that year itself. And therefore, the Mishnah tells us that one's not allowed to do it on Erev Shvius. And the Mishnah continues, Ava boinahu b'shvius, misha paskuk sham, but a person's allowed to build it on Shvius itself, b'pneishu misaknan l'moitzoy Shvius, because people are going to assume that you're building the steps to pour the water after Shemitah. The Mishnah continues, a totally new case, v'lo yismoch ba'ofer, and a person shouldn't patch up his dam that he makes for the water, because again, it looks like he's doing that to irrigate his field. So he shouldn't put like pitch and tar and cement or whatever he puts on it. Aval osu huchayitz, but instead of doing that, he can make a wall straight up of stones with no mortar and just like layer them one on top of the other. That he's allowed to do because it's not fully stopping the water. Next case, kol even shu yachol lifshoit es yado velitla harezo tinatel. So while a person is building, the Rav explains, while a person is building a fence and there are stones that are on the ground, as he's building the fence, if he can reach over while he's building it in one hand and get this stone and take it, he's allowed to take it. But if the stone is on the other side of the field, even though he's building a fence, Mistami, you would think that people would assume that what he's walking across the field to get the stone for is for this fence that he's building right now on the other side of the field. Still, we don't say that. It's also to do it. Only what you can reach with your hand while you're building the stone. Otherwise, it's like we had in the previous perek that you're only allowed to take misaklin ad Rosh Hashanah, but not on Shemitah itself. You're not allowed to take rocks off from the ground that are stuck in the ground on Shemitah, again, unless like in this case, where you're actually building a fence and it's kind of obvious you're not doing it to fix your field, but you can just reach over and take it for your fence.